Time to recap Randallow County Commissioners meeting from yesterday. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Not too bad, sir. Not good. Too bad. We are rolling through the month. We have one more Monday to go.
One more Monday to go. I know. It's just, like I said before, the time just goes away. You bet.
We got a lot on this agenda from yesterday morning.
We do. It looks like a lot. It's a lot of budget stuff again, but it looks like a lot, but it went fairly quick.
Good deal. All right, sir. We'll start anything on citizens' comments.
Nope, nobody was present for citizens' comments, Rich.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
Yes, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting, Crystal Dack, treasurer on tax list correction.
Yep, she come in, Crystal did, and showed us the tax correction for a motel here in town. It was one of those situations, Rich, where they went to Turk board and got it reduced a little bit on the evaluation or the assessed value there. So, yep, we approved that and moved on. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and that's where we get to the budget hearing stuff and special hearing.
That's correct, Rich. Yep. We opened for public meeting for our budget hearing. There's a lot of different items here. We made the decision to increase the base of restricted funds by an additional 1%. We adopted Resolution 1494, Book 24, Page 1, to adopt 2023-2024 budget as presented. We adopted Resolution Number 1495, Book 24, Page 2, to set the final tax request at an amount different from the prior fiscal year. We adopted Resolution 1496, Book 24, Page 3, to transfer designated 2023 levy taxes from General Fund to Road and Bridge Fund. And we also adopted Resolution 1497, Book 24, Page 4, to transfer designated 2023 levy taxes from general funds to self-insurance fund. And then finally, we adopted Resolution 1498, Book 24, Page 5, to transfer $818,500 from inheritance fund to the general fund to be used as needed, if needed. So I read off a lot of stuff there, but in layman's terms, essentially, our tax request is up $82,213 from the 2022 to 2023-2024 fiscal year. We reduced the levy from 0.31 to 0.29. So here again, Rich, obviously we've went up $82,000 from the previous fiscal year as a tax request. We did everything we could to try to keep it low. I know that's the goal of a lot of officials and a lot, you know. So we worked hard on this budget, and so again we didn't go over our 2%. We didn't need to go out and send out pink postcards. So we were pleased with that. That's kind of a dirty word when you got to do that. It's what it is. I mean, obviously with inflation, you know, the fuel's fluctuating and everything's fluctuating from A to Z, and we understand that it, when people open up their mortgage payments and so forth, and they see that it's gone up, it's frustrating, and I get it. I'm in the same boat. It's just kind of the times we live in right now, but we did our best. We sharpened our pencils on a lot of things and worked hard to try to keep it as low as possible. You bet.
So it is a set deal? Budget is set now?
Set deal. Yes, sir. We voted all those things in, and it is set. Yes, sir.
Because you had to send it off by...
It has September 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week.
Yep. So
end of next week.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we had to get it in. Dan Miller came in and presented the finalized budget to us yesterday. I did forget to mention that. But yeah, it should be a done deal. It's time. We'll move on to other things. You bet.
And get ready for next year's budget.
Yeah. You bet.
Discussion of security cameras in the courthouse.
Yes. So, again, this came up. To be quite honest with you, what it boils down to is we had some cameras in the courthouse that were made in China, and they're no longer allowed in areas that are for government use. So we have to revamp that system and get ourselves some cameras that can't possibly be hacked. So we took three informal bids. After we kind of went over the particulars to those bids and the different, whether we want audio and visual and back and forth, we just had the vendors, we're going to have it basically not rebid, but if there's any changes, we're going to have, so we tabled the item. We haven't decided on any specific vendor for those cameras yet, Rich.
Okay. Yep. Consent agenda had some items there as well.
Yes, sir. Consent agenda item number one was to approve the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two is approve miscellaneous accounts payable claims. We approved those accounts payable claims in the amount of $15,831.16. And then we also, item number three was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for Black Hills Energy. They're doing a little bit of work down on Ravenswood Road. And then also the item number four is authorized chairman's signature on annual certification of federal aid expenditures. Again, this was with the road fund, road and bridge fund, and how we were using those monies. And a lot of times, you know, this year we used $105,000 out of that road and bridge fund for our armor coat project. So that's kind of what it's designed for. So that wrapped up the consent agenda. Then we moved on to correspondence. We had a letter from Kevin Darling, Sheriff Kevin Darling, about the law enforcement agreement with the city of Indianola. And then also we had item number two was City of McCook notice of public hearing regarding replat of Lot 1 Heritage Point Addition number 2. And so that would be with that Elevate Wellness and their intentions on building down here off of J Street. So. Yes, sir.
And that wrapped up another September meeting.
It sure did. We adjourned at 10:30 yesterday. And So, we got the budget off our plate for now. So that worked out great. That's good.
It's always good to have it off your plate, isn't it?
It is. It gets, you know, like anything, it's just a long, arduous process.
Again, you're going to meet coming up next Monday on the 25th?
Yep, that's correct. We'll be meeting then.
9 o'clock start time at the courthouse. Again, the public invited to come on in. If you want to sit down during the meeting and listen in, take it in, you can do so.
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome to come in, voice your comments, questions, or concerns. Absolutely, Rich.
All right.
One other thing I was going to add, which I can add to the next meeting, but also just a reminder that they're going to have that open house on October 7th for the Household Hazardous Waste. So if anybody's, again, I'm still getting some phone calls on that. So that'll be our official open date. If you have household hazardous waste that you're looking to dispose of, that'll be the first day that they're officially open. So that'd be a great time to stop down there and dispose of that stuff. You bet.